It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montoot, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the series finale here on this early Sunday afternoon as we are scheduled for a noon first pitch. A little bit of a rain drizzle falling earlier, and we remain under overcast skies, but thankfully we are looking at still first pitch being delivered on time this afternoon. A little breeze out to right center field as we approach first pitch. We're looking at the Marauders, who have won four in a row and seven of their last eight, and the visiting Cardinals, who are looking to snap off a four-game losing streak. The Marauders have already claimed a series win with their four consecutive victories from Wednesday through Saturday, and the Marauders looking to put the cherry on top here in the series finale and hopefully pad their lead atop the West Division standings above the second-place Tampa Tarpons. Po Yu Chen gets the ball for the Marauders today. A little bit rocky going his last time out, but his last few appearances prior to that last start, last week in Fort Myers, were pretty good. We'll get into the details on Chen as well as his mound opponent, right-hander Trent Baker, a little bit later. First, we will step aside, and we will feature for you the weekly Pirates Farm Report. Flying solo in this week's report, the voice of AA Altoona Curve, John Moses. We will hear from him after these messages. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. The Curve have returned to their winning ways with four wins out of five this week in Binghamton, and much of the team's success has come from four new faces inserted into the lineup. It started on Tuesday with catcher Andy Rodriguez being called up from Greensboro, and first baseman Malcolm Nunez making his team debut after the Jose Quintana deal brought him over from the St. Louis Cardinals. Rodriguez is ranked as one of the five best prospects in the organization, according to both MLB.com and Baseball America, and has started his Curve career with hits in each of his first four games, showcasing the type of talent that has Altoona's integrated baseball performance coach, Blake Butler, excited to welcome him to Altoona.
There's not really a lot of weaknesses in his offensive game. He's a switch hitter. He's got great contact skills on both sides of the plate, and also can slip some balls out of the yard, too, from both sides of the plate as well. But really smooth, silky swings. Fun to watch him take BP. It's fun to watch him have at-bats because his swing is just about textbook as it gets. So we're excited about him being here. He tore up the league, especially the past 6 weeks or so in Greensboro. He's really made a name for himself. Not that he didn't have a name before that, but he's really performing at a high level, and we certainly need that jolt in our offense right now. So it's a good thing that he showed up when he did.
Then on Friday, Altoona welcomed Nick Gonzalez and Lolo Sanchez back from the injured list, giving the Curve two players that were stalwarts in the middle of their order at the time of their injuries back into the lineup. Gonzalez had just started to turn the corner when he hit the injured list at the end of May and spoke about some of the ways that he was able to get back on track.
Making adjustments, like you said, and adjusting to the level of competition we have and adjusting to their attack and their plan on me, and also just, kind of cleaning some things up and fixing some things, some problems that I had that kind of started early in the season and, weren't really showing it during spring training, but kind of showed up during the season a little bit and had to clean those up. So, we all the coaches did a great job, and we hit that.
Altoona wraps up their series with Binghamton today at 1:05 with right-hander Luis Ortiz on the mound. Curve headed back to Altoona for a six-game set with Harrisburg beginning on Tuesday night. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Thank you to good friend John Moses, voice of the AA Altoona Curve, for his contribution to this week's Pirates Farm Report. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders pregame show continues as we meet today's starting lineups between Bradenton and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park. It's time to meet today's starting lineups for this Sunday matinee. We meet first the Palm Beach Cardinals lineup, a record of 23-18 for the Cards. They have lost four games in a row trying to snap that losing streak. 53-52 their overall record, as they are now tied for first place in the second half standings with the St. Lucie Mets. Here's how they line up for their skipper, Gary Kendall. Center fielder Victor Scott leads off, a 12-game on-base streak for the speedster atop the order. Left fielder Alex Iadesurnia bats second. First baseman Thomas Francisco bats third. All three men in the top third of the order are left-handed batters for Palm Beach today. Third baseman R.J. Yeager, three hits in last night's game. He bats cleanup. Right fielder Chris Rotondo bats fifth, with designated hitter Jimmy Crooks batting sixth. Batting seventh will be the shortstop Jeremy Rivas, with catcher Leonardo Bernal, the Cardinals' number 29 prospect, and playing second base Darlene Moquette for the Cardinals today. Right-hander Trent Baker makes the start on the mound. It'll be his second start of the series. The Marauders faced Baker on Tuesday night in that series opener. And that night, not a particularly sharp one for Baker. He lasted just three innings, was touched up for four runs, three earned on five hits, walked three, and struck out two. The Marauders today, a record of 27-14, winners of four in a row and seven of their last eight. They are in first place in the West Division, two games ahead of second place Tampa, and here's how they look today. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off. He is the owner of an eight-game hit streak. Designated hitter Sergio Campana bats second. Center fielder Tres Gonzalez bats third. Third baseman Juan Jerez bumps up to the cleanup spot in the order today, with first baseman Brendan Dixon behind him batting fifth. Second baseman Davis Nadal will bat sixth, with left fielder Dion Walker batting seventh, fresh off of his single-A debut last night. Catcher Luis Hernandez bats eighth, and right fielder Josiah Dixon rounds out the nine for the Marauders, who send right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the bump. Chen, a 4.63 ERA, 1.18 whip, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider in the arsenal, each of them featuring extraordinary spin rates. This will be his 19th start in his first full-length professional season here in 2022. There are your starting lineups and your pitching matchup. And it is a muggy afternoon here on a Sunday at Leacom Park. Gray skies all around, and as mentioned earlier on the pregame show, we did have a brief rain shower. Thankfully, we appear to be out of the way of the rest of it as we look to play on time, in fact, here in Bradenton for the finale between the Marauders and the Cardinals. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. When we come back, first pitch and all the action coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas?
Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lecom Park here in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you on this early Sunday afternoon. Right-hander Po-Yu Chen is about to complete his warm-up tosses out there for the Marauders as he gets set to face the Palm Beach Cardinals for the finale of his six-game series. There are the two magic words from our play ball kid today. And Po-Yu Chen donning the Marauders' home white uniform this afternoon beneath cloudy skies. Palm Beach to wear the red tops with the road gray pants once again. And Victor Scott is stepping up toward home plate. Top three men in the order today for the Cardinals, Victor Scott, Alex Iandesernia, and Thomas Francisco. All three men left-handed batters against the right-hander Po-Yu Chen. 20-year-old from Taoyuan City, Taiwan. Faces home plate with his left hip. Always goes from the stretch, even with bases empty. Corner infielders up slightly. And the first pitch of the game to Victor Scott is swung on and lifted down the right field line. This is toward the corner, and this is a fair ball just inside the line. And this one stays in play. Scott around second base, heading into third base. And the first pitch of the game results in a stand-up triple for Victor Scott. Not the ideal start for Po Yu Chen as the visitors look to play spoiler here in the series finale. Let's meet the card, or rather the Marauders defense in the outfield from left to right. It's Dion Walker, Tres Gonzalez, Josiah Dixon. On the infield, it's Juan Jerez at third base, Sung Jae Cheng at shortstop, Davis Nadal at second base, Brendan Dixon at first base, and the catcher is Luis Hernandez. So officially we're underway at 12.02 p.m., 87 degrees, cloudy, and very muggy. Here's Alex Iadesurnia. Left-handed batter lays off a pitch high from Chen for ball one. So Victor Scott, no stranger to ambushing the first pitch of an at-bat, does so here and does some damage. Lead-off triple gets us started. Chen deals the 1-0, and Iadesurnia takes low for ball two. The Marauders trying to continue a four-game win streak. The Cardinals, meanwhile, trying to end a four-game losing streak. Chen with the 2-0. Iadesurnia checks his swing and cannot hold up at the off-speed in the dirt. He went around for strike one. Very high spin rate on each of Po Yu Chen's pitches. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider. Here he comes with a 2-1. Iadesurnia swinging a chopper, dead ball at home plate as that ball bounced back up and hit him in the chest. Count 2-2. Both these respective clubs, their respective parent clubs, their uniforms and color schemes matching those of the parent clubs. Cardinals, only difference for the uniforms really, that script and the famous birds on the bat logo. Script reads Palm Beach instead of Cardinals. The 2-2 now from Po Yu Chen. A swing and a bouncing ball hit to first. Brendan Dixon waits back on it. He jocks it to first easily himself. One away. And that easily scores Victor Scott from third base. The Marauders infield was not playing in. So an early 1-0 lead for Palm Beach. And now that'll bring up Thomas Francisco. Marauders entering today. Two games ahead of second place Tampa. In the West Division standings. Trying to firm up that hold on first place as Francisco lays off one low and outside. As we have each of the last few nights, we'll be keeping a close eye on that out-of-town scoreboard today. Tampa wraps up their series in Dunedin today. The 1-0 pitch from Chen. Francisco takes low for ball two. 831 OPS in 26 games played with Palm Beach this season for Francisco. A season that began up at High A Peoria. Even stance, tall from the left side. Here's the 2-0. Francisco takes another one down. Three balls and no strikes. Base is empty, one gone. Cardinals with a 1-0 advantage. The 3-0. That is over for a strike. Po Yu Chen will work anywhere from 90 to 94 on the fastball. He's gained a couple of extra ticks of velo this season over last year. A lot of work in the gym and a lot of work in his bullpens over the offseason to improve. 3-1 pitch, and the Marauders are going to challenge that. It's ruled a ball. A look up to the play by Sam Carey, and that call is upheld. Ball four. So the Marauders' first challenge of the day is an unsuccessful one. Gets a couple of inches off that outside corner. RJ Yeager is next up. Cleanup hitter really wiggling the bat from the right side, and he takes the first pitch. Breaking ball is inside. That command just is not there yet from Po Yu Chen. 12 pitches, only five of them for strikes from the right-hander. Look over at first. Francisco, not a big threat to run. Here's the 1-0. There's a swing and a pop-up. Near home plate. Luis Hernandez off with a mask. And looks up into the sky. Makes the two-handed catch. Nicely done by Hernandez. Just outside the left-handed batter's box. And Po Yu Chen is able to get the second out of the inning. One nothing Cardinals in front as we play here in the top of the first inning. Leadoff triple by Victor Scott. He scored on an Alex Iadesurnia grounder. Pitch to Chris Rotondo. This is inside a ball. 10 games, Rotondo playing well for the Cardinals. Hitting 310 with a home run. Three runs batted in. Here's the set, and Chen with the 1-0. There's a swing and a foul straight back and a fastball. Rotondo comes from Connecticut. Hails from the town of Reading, Connecticut. And was the Cardinals' 19th round draft choice this year out of Villanova. Second Wildcat drafted this year out of Villanova, following right-hander Cole Patton, 17th rounder by the Tigers. 1-1 pitches swung on line to left field. That's a base hit. Deion Walker up with it cleanly, quickly tosses it in toward third base, and stopping at second, the leading runner, Thomas Francisco. So the Cardinals not finished yet here in the first inning. That'll bring a sixth man to the plate now. And before Jimmy Crooks gets settled into the batter's box, pitching coach Yormund Bizardo comes out for a first-inning mound visit. This is not the Po Yu Chen that we have grown accustomed to seeing this summer. This is the man who earned Florida State League Pitcher of the Week honors three times in the span of 5 weeks as the month of July came and went. Chen garnered Florida State League Pitcher of the Week honors for the weeks of June 17th, July 11th, and July 25th. And looking at his final line a couple of weeks ago, July the 31st against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, seven scoreless innings, allowed just one hit, and in fact took a no-hit bid into the fifth inning. He struck out five that afternoon and walked only one. That was easily one of the best pitching performances by a Marauder this season. Mound meeting, a fairly brief one, as Bizardo leaves the scene, heads back to the Bradenton dugout. So Jimmy Crooks, the catcher by trade, the designated hitter today for the visitors, has a two-out, two-on opportunity. Left-handed batter, no batting gloves, bright red tape on both of his wrists. Chen steps off the rubber. Red and white Nike cleats in the box as Crooks settles in. A look at second by Chen at the leading runner and the pitch. Crooks takes a strike on the outside half. Soft breeze out to center field. Likely won't make too big of a difference on batted balls in the air. Had a couple of windy days this week, though. Outfield is slightly to the push side, playing Crooks in the opposite field. The next pitch, low and away for ball one. 19th start of the season for Po Yu Chen. 83 and two-thirds innings, almost doubling his previous career high. Went 42 innings between the Marauders and the FCL last season. The 1-1. Crooks swings and pushes it foul out of play third base side. So after all this traffic on the base paths, Po Yu Chen is one strike away from ending this inning with only one run in. Time called in the box. This half inning is moving at a snail's pace here. Francisco on second. He walked. Rotondo on first. He singled to left field. The set. The right-hander comes home with a 1-2 pitch, and it's a breaking ball that just misses low for ball two. That was close. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two men aboard. Chen trying to end the frame right here. The 2-2 to Crooks. He swings and grounds it hard up the middle. Shortstop Chang takes it, races to the bag himself in time to get the force at second. And the inning is over. So all said and done, only one run home for the Cardinals. But they have the lead early on here at Lecom Park. They're on top 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders down early 1-0 here at Leacom Park. Sung Jae Cheng is going to try and get a rally going for the home team. Cheng has hit safely in 8 consecutive games. He faces right-hander Trent Baker, whose first pitch is a fastball down in the zone called strike one. Welcome you back to Leacom Park. Overcast skies, rain off in the distance, out to the east looking beyond the right field wall. Baker winds and offers, and the 0-1 pitch misses inside for ball one. For those just joining us, top of the first inning, Victor Scott led off the game with a triple to the right field corner. He then scored on a ground out by Alex Iadesurnia. 1-1, Chang takes low and outside for ball two. Chang's current 8-game hit streak, his longest of the season, and the third longest by Marauder this year. Baker gets the signal, winds and tosses the 2-1. Chang flails one foul, 2-2. Cheng, during his 8-game hit streak, is batting .467 with a 1.231 OPS. He's also hit safely in 18 of his last 20 games. Baker, the windup, the pitch, 2-2, swung on, lifted foul again. Cheng putting up a good battle. Sergio Campagna waits on deck, and Tres Gonzalez, number 3 hole hitter today, will follow. Slightly open stance from the left side by Cheng. Here comes another 2-2. He takes low and outside for ball three. Catcher Leonardo Bernal pointing with his mitt to his battery mate, signaling that he liked the result and the location of that pitch. Looked like a changeup. Now the 3-2 from the right-hander. Cheng takes wide for ball four. He earns a leadoff walk here in the first, and that puts the tying run on base for the Marauders. Let's meet the Cardinals' defense here in this afternoon's finale. In the outfield left to right, it's Alex Iadesurnia, Victor Scott, and Chris Rotondo. On the infield, R.J. Yeager is playing in the hot corner with Jeremy Rivas at shortstop. Darlene Moquete is double play partner playing second base. The first baseman is Thomas Francisco, and the catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Righty on a righty, here's Sergio Campagna. The pitch. Campagna takes one that just misses the inside corner. Campagna changing it up a little bit with a look. Usually goes with the long black sleeves underneath the jersey. Bare arms today. A little bit of a different sight for Campagna in the box as Cheng draws a pickoff throw to first. He's in safely. Dull gray skies overhead with the breeze really calming down, almost disappearing here. The 1-0, Cheng breaks for second. Campagna swings and pops it up on the first base side out of play. That was a respectable jump by Cheng. Didn't really look like a guarantee that he would have made it safely, though, had Campagna not punched that ball foul. One run, two hits early on here for Palm Beach. No runs, no hits. The Marauders are just getting started offensively. Campagna batting .318 over his last 6 games with 4 runs batted in. The 1-1. Takes a strike at the letters and on the inside corner. He challenges it. Sam Carey, a glance up to the booth, and his call is overturned. 2-1 now instead of 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball from Baker. Some good action on it, but Campagna immediately sensing that it was off the plate inside. Pickoff throw again to Cheng. He's back in standing up. Marauders with 2 challenges remaining. They've already had 1 unsuccessful last half inning. Palm Beach has not yet used one today. 2-1 the count. Baker the pitch, and Campagna gets brushed back by a high and tight fastball at 92. 3-1. Baker trying to recover from a Rocky outing last time out, we mentioned earlier, Tuesday evening. Four runs allowed on five hits over just three innings. 3-1, there goes Cheng again, but just a bluff as Campagna takes high and inside for ball four, and the Marauders with back-to-back walks, opening the first inning strong. And now Tres Gonzalez with a chance to do some damage. Two on and nobody out. The Marauders trailing by just a run. Gonzalez picked up his first career hit on Friday, an RBI single in the first inning as part of Bradenton's 6-1 win. A lot of speed on the bases. And right before Baker delivered the pitch, he's been called for a pitch clock violation. So an automatic ball one goes on to Tres Gonzalez. Baker sets at the belt. The 1-0, Gonzalez takes a fastball for a strike. Gonzalez wearing the number 27 in black numerals outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey for the Marauders, who have Sungshae Cheng on second, Sergio Campagna on first, and a high leg kick and a move towards second base by Baker, but no throw. Baker, as well as a couple of his teammates, shortstop Jeremy Rivas up there included, showing the high red socks with navy blue and white horizontal striping. The 1-1. Gonzalez takes a close one right about knee-high near the outside corner, but perhaps ruled low. 2-1 now. Gonzalez trying to send one to the outfield and pick up a run. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That misses outside for ball three. Cheng got a huge secondary lead on that pitch. Really itching to score that tying run for the Marauders, who are threatening with none out here in the bottom of the first. The set. Baker, a breath. Now the pitch. There's a swing and a drive down the left field line, headed out of play. It's the metal bleachers with a loud thump. Go ahead run on first base in the form of Sergio Campagna with a tying run ahead of him on second in Sungshae Cheng. Baker checks second base. Now the 3-2 on its way. Gonzalez swings and misses. Strike three. Down he goes. So now a ground ball to the right spot here could potentially get Trent Baker out of the inning. Juan Jerez is going to try and make sure that doesn't happen, though. Even though the hits have not been coming in huge bunches for him this week, just 2-for-14 this series. Continues to drive in runs, 9 RBI in his last 10 games. Long look at second by Baker. Now the pitch, Jerez swings and lifts one high in the air to straightaway center. Scott camping out underneath it. Couple of choppy steps to his left, and he makes the catch for a routine second out. Both runners have to retreat. Well, this inning was trending upwards at first, but the Marauders now in danger of squandering a two-on, nobody-out spot. They now have two outs with Brendan Dixon coming up. Dixon starting to find his groove at the plate again lately, hitting safely in four straight games. He has reached base safely in six in a row. Here's the pitch. Dixon takes a fastball just low. Good eye. Brendan Dixon remains the team's walks leader. He has drawn a grand total this year of 41 free passes, helping bump that on base percentage up to 360, one of the highest marks on the team. The 1-0, Dixon takes a knee-high strike. Found the zone that time, did Baker, 1-1. One nothing Palm Beach lead. Top of the first, leadoff triple by Victor Scott. He scored on a ground out. Marauders trying to fight back here in the home half. Now the 1-1 by Baker, and Dixon takes a slider that spins low and outside, ball two. In addition to the four-game hit streak, Dixon has hit safely in five of his last six games. Trying to keep that consistency going, looking for a key base hit here in the first inning. Chang dancing. Here's a pitch. It's low and outside for ball three. That command in each of his first two starts here against the Marauders, or rather in the two starts here in the series. Pitched well against Bradenton earlier this year. This series, though, has been a different matter entirely, unfortunately, for Trent Baker. Behind 3-1, the pitch. Dixon takes low for ball four, and the bases are loaded on three walks. And the Cardinals challenged that call, and it's been overturned. So hold on to your horses. We're coming back. Another look at that last pitch as Dixon. Oh, boy. That was just barely on that lower borderline of the strike zone. So Dixon heads back to home plate. He'll get resettled into the box with a count full. That'll give the runners a chance to go in motion on the pitch. Chang off of second, Campagna off of first. Here's the set. Baker deals. The runners go, and Dixon takes this one high and out of the zone for ball four. So one pitch later, same results come. And now we see a mound visit by the catcher Leonardo Bernal. After a frustrating beginning to the Marauders afternoon here, a chance to at least tie it up, if not give themselves the lead. Davies Nadal will be the batter after this mound visit. Leonardo Bernal, the outstanding defensive catcher who has had a difficult series at times back there behind the plate. Trying to help guide the right-hander Baker through this jam. Davies Nadal, left-handed batter from the Dominican Republic. Bases loaded, two outs. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt, and he pokes it foul. Looked like that pitch may have been out of the zone. Nadal's bat has fallen into a slump. He's hitting 187 during the month of August. Seven games played. Three of his five hits this month are bunt singles. The 0-1. He takes low and inside for ball two. Baker continues to yank that fastball a little bit. Low and inside to left-handed batters. Low and outside to righty hitters. Chang on third, Campagna on second, Brennan Dixon on first base. Marauders trail by just one run here in the first inning. 1-1 offering. Outside and low for ball two. So the command struggles continue for Trent Baker. And if this trend continues, he's going to risk walking home a run. Next pitch will be number 28 of the inning from Baker. He's ready the belt. 2-1. Nadal takes a look at one. Knee high for strike two. He challenges it. Let's see what the verdict is from Sam Carey. Strike. Calls upheld. And the Marauders, already two unsuccessful challenges today. We're still just in the first inning. See if Nadal can muscle up and punch something into the outfield. Here's the set. Baker kicks his leg, deals, and Nadal swings and pops it up out of play. Over the right side, we'll see yet another one. So pitch number 30 coming up next from Trent Baker. And we do see a right-hander throwing in the Cardinals' bullpen. Appears to be to Gustavo Rodriguez. Ready, Baker, the 2-2 again. Swing and a foul back by Nadal, putting up a nice battle here with the bases full. There is a look at Gustavo Rodriguez for those watching on MLB TV today. If and when he comes on, it would be his second appearance this week. Bases full, two gone. Nadal waits for another 2-2. Here it is from the righty. It's up and away for ball three. Discipline really paying off for Bradenton. All three of these base runners, for those just joining us in the last minute or two, all three men aboard have reached base via the walk. Runners will be in motion. From the stretch, Baker, 3-2, runners go. A swing and a fly ball down the left field line, and this one also will leave the yard. Eight pitches in the plate appearance, with number nine coming next. Palm Beach 1, Bradenton nothing. The Marauders loading the bases, two gone here in the first. The 3-2, runners go again, low and outside for ball four, and that forces home the tying run. Four walks issued by Trent Baker here in the first inning. And that Cardinals 1-0 lead did not last long. Here comes Deion Walker. And surely Gustavo Rodriguez, situation that he was not expecting here. Surely he's out in the bullpen wondering if he may have to come in here in the first inning if the struggles continue for Baker. A run home on a bases loaded walk. Now the pitch to Deion Walker. A fastball right down the middle for a strike. Baker ready. The 0-1 pitch to Walker. That fastball over again for strike two. Walker still in search of his first single-A hit. Made his single-A debut last night here at Lee Come. Went 0-2, worked a couple of walks. Looking to deliver a hit and give the Marauders the lead as it's tied 1-1. Baker from the stretch. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to right field. Shallow hit. Rotondo coming on. Running and makes the chest-high catch. Inning over. The Marauders leave him loaded, but they bring home a run. On a bases loaded walk, it's tied at one, heading to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to Leacom Park, where the score is 1-1, and we have a special guest in the booth with us, Mr. Tyler Skipper, coordinator of Leacom Park Operations. Tyler, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. Excited to be up here.
So we go to the second inning. Po Yu Chen deals his first pitch to Jeremy Rivas, high and inside for ball one. And usually it's front office Friday, Tyler, but usually for those Fridays and some of those Saturdays, a little bit busy for you. So we get you here on a Sunday. Doesn't matter day of the week. Good to have you up here.
Excited to be up here. It's a nice day for baseball.
1-0 pitches in there for a strike from Po Yu Chen. And for those listeners and viewers back home, Tyler, coordinator of Leacom Park Operations, what exactly does your job entail?
So it's just kind of ensuring, first of all, safety is probably the first and foremost, and then making sure fans have a fun, enjoyable time at the ballpark. They're not stuck too long trying to get in. They have a nice easy walk from the parking lot into the stadium, and then a nice kind of easy process finding their seats. You know, just making sure fans are comfortable, they're happy, and they have a good experience here at the ballpark.
1-2 count on Jeremy Rivas. He swings and fouls one back. We're visiting with Tyler Skipper, coordinator of Leacom Park Operations here in Bradenton, as our front office Friday series continues, albeit on a Sunday this afternoon. Chen comes with a 1-2 to Rivas. Breaking ball swung on. Line shot up the middle, and Chen snags it right out of thin air. One away. So one gone, and we'll see the catcher Leonardo Bernal bat next. Tyler, a little bit of baseball in your blood. You played a little bit growing up here in Florida. How confident do you feel you've been able to make that reaction in time?
I don't know. That would have tested my reaction. That wasn't one that just fell into the glove. He definitely had to reach and snag that one.
Yeah. Leonardo Bernal, the batter with bases empty and one gone. And the first pitch in there for a strike. How exactly did you arrive in this role in the first place with the Pirates and the Marauders?
Well, it all started, I had an internship, kind of a similar internship with the organization that started in 2020. But as we all know, 2020 wasn't a great year for sports. So I took a little bit of time off and then was able to come back to the organization in spring training of 2021. And then I was lucky enough to be promoted to the full-time position that I have now.
0-2 pitch lifted to deep center field, and this one sneaks out of the ballpark. Leonardo Bernal goes deep to center field, and the Cardinals are back in front. It's now 2-1. Leonardo Bernal gives the Cardinals already the second lead of the afternoon with a long home run over the center field wall as Gonzalez runs out of real estate on the warning track. 2-1, Palm Beach.
You don't see very many getting out of the park here to dead center field. But
no, you don't. We saw one a couple of nights ago right off the bat of Elijah Cabell Friday night. That was the only run the Cardinals managed in that game. Darlene Moquette bats next, and the first pitch low and outside. For ball one, Tyler Skipper, coordinator of Lecom Park Operations, our esteemed guest on the air here this afternoon. And, you know, having grown up playing baseball, you know, you played Little League, right? You played all the way on through high school, if I'm not mistaken. Grew up right here in the great state of Florida. What inspired you in the first place to, and I guess maybe I'm answering part of my own question, the fact ground ball past first base, they're barely letting us talk here in the right field for a base hit by Darlene Moquette. He stops there with a one-out single. And as I was saying, I guess I answered part of my own question in saying that baseball's been a part of your life for a long time, and that, I'm guessing, is part of what encouraged you to pursue a role in professional baseball, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I've always known I wanted to work in athletics, and while I haven't always known exactly what I wanted to do, this was a great opportunity for me to kind of get my feet wet, and I've loved everything I've done here since I've started.
Victor Scott bats next for the Cards, who now lead 2-1 thanks to the solo shot by Leonardo Bernal. Runner on first, and the pitch to Scott is low and outside for ball one. Many of you who have been to Lecom Park before have probably seen Tyler's face around here. He's around the front entrance quite a bit. He's always helping with the promo crew, setting up that front entrance with the barriers and all around the fan plaza, all the setup for special events. Count goes to 2-0 on Victor Scott, leadoff hitter here for the Cardinals. Chen from the stretch offers up the 2-0, and Scott swings and fouls it back. Two balls and one strike. You had the chance a couple of times just for very, very brief periods to be up here in the press box throughout the season, right?
Yeah, I try to come up here. I every once in a while work my way onto the PA system over there, but for the most part, just kind of try to stay involved with the game, catch as much of it as I can while staying busy.
There's a bunt by Scott near the mound. Chen picks it up and quickly throws a first base in time. That'll go down as a sack bunt. 1-3 on the putout. Up to second base goes Darlene Moquette. And we have just begun to see, well, I was going to say kids, but even college students head back to school recently, and some of those coming up in the coming days and weeks. And on the chance that some of those folks are maybe listening in or viewing today, what would your advice be to them if they're looking at or considering a career in sports?
Just don't be afraid to take whatever opportunity comes your way. It's one of those sports a lot of people look more towards experience. What have you done as opposed to, like, what have you learned through school and stuff? I think an education is still important. It goes a long way. But at the end of the day, work experience is something that goes probably a little bit further.
0-1 the count on Alex Iadesurnia, who cuts and misses through the first pitch. Runner on second, two outs. Palm Beach leading 2-1 here the second inning. And another swing and a miss for strike two. Well, if you were to sort of dissect your typical day here at Lecom Park and setting up for a game day, what would you consider some of your most gratifying or satisfying experiences or parts of your day?
You're just being able to hang out with the fans. You see all the kids who are so happy after they get to go, you know, do the Dizzy Bat race, or they get to watch the hot dog race or something like that. Just to see how happy coming to the ballpark makes them kind of reminds me that this isn't, you know, an office. We could be sitting in a cubicle, but instead we get to come out to the ballpark every day and watch baseball for a living.
That's right. 1-2 from Chen to Iadesurnia, who swings and drills the next pitch foul. And I think you just mentioned the hot dog race. You yourself have raced in that a couple of times.
Yeah, every once in a while I find myself on the end of that. It is a lot of fun to do that. It gets tiring, but it is a lot of fun.
Remains 1-2 on Alex Iadesurnia. Chen checking the runner on second. The pitch is low and outside for ball two. Any idea off the top of your head what your record is in that race?
For whatever reason, every time I go
really?
Out there, Marty likes to mess with me, and that kind of.
I think you just have to cook up some juke moves or some sort of
dodge
moves.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, Marty likes to mess around with our racers. For those unfamiliar, we have a nightly hot dog race, hot dog ketchup and mustard. Three staffers every night in the outfits of a hot dog and a ketchup and mustard bottle. They all work their way around the warning track in a race, finish up along the third base line. 2-2. is high and outside for ball three. Now, I have to tell you, Tyler, you actually shocked me one day with your speed. I didn't know you had it in you. I knew that you had played sports in the past. I didn't know that you were such a speed merchant, though.
Yeah, that was my one of the year. I can let it fly every once in a while, but I think I was starting to regret that after a few minutes.
3-2 to Ia Desernia. Swung on, foul back. Probably need a little extra Gatorade maybe after that one.
Definitely.
2-1, Palm Beach leading the Marauders. We're in the top of the second inning at Leecom Park beneath cloudy skies. Tyler Skipper, the coordinator of Leecom Park Operations, our guest here on our front office Friday series taking place on a Sunday afternoon. This is the day that happened to work out for Tyler here. 3-2, swung on, lifted to right field. This should do it for the inning. Josiah Dixon creeping in, makes the catch. The inning is over. Tyler, it's been an absolute pleasure visiting with you. Please do stop by the booth again soon.
Thank you, Spencer. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my man. It's 2-1 Cardinals. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Our MILB TV viewers today are getting a little taste of the hot dog race from earlier in the season. And our very own Tyler Skipper, coordinator of Leecom Park Operations, unfortunately got body slammed and just thrown to the ground by Marty the Marauder right at the tail end of that race earlier this season. Tyler was our guest here on the broadcast just the last half inning. It was nice to chat with Tyler about his role here at Leecom Park. Luis Hernandez leading off this inning for the Marauders. Trent Baker wind up in the 0-1, and Hernandez takes a breaker low and outside. Nice hearing from Tyler, getting the opportunity to chat with us here on the air about his day-to-day role in helping set up and tear down before and after games and helping work in all sorts of areas here at the ballpark. 1-1 pitch flown to center by Hernandez, tracking it, and on the back pedal goes Scott. He makes the catch. One gone for the Marauders here in the home half of the second. The Marauders trail the Cardinals 2-1. We've seen one run score in each half inning so far today. Palm Beach, one in the first, one in the second. Bradenton, one in the home half of the first inning. Josiah Dixon to the plate next. He bunts and pops it up behind home plate. That's onto the extended screen over the crowd. That's going to roll back down. Full anticipation by our bat boy on the first base side. Well done there, kid. Baker working quickly his 0-1. Breaking ball pounded into the ground. Foul, third base line. The Marauders' lone run to this point, coming via a bout of wildness from Trent Baker in the first inning. Bases loaded, walk by Davies Nadal, forced home that run. 0-2. Dixon swings and tops another one foul. That first inning is one that Baker is determined to put in the rearview mirror. He faced seven batters, threw 36 pitches, and walked four. Chang, Campagna, Dixon, Brendan Dixon, that is, and then Davies Nadal forcing home a walk. All four of those men, free passes. 0-2 again, low and outside on the slider. As for Josiah Dixon, hitless in his last two games, and over his last five, just 2-for-17 at the plate, but he has been finding his way aboard, a walk and three hit-by-pitches. The 1-2, he's gone here on a fastball right down the pipe for strike three. Well, so far so good for Trent Baker here in the second inning, recovering nicely from that brutal first inning. Red-bearded right-hander will work against Sung Chae Cheng for the second time now. The offering misses outside. Palm Beach got an RBI ground out from Alex Iadesernia in the first, driving home Victor Scott, who led off the game with a triple. 1-0, Cheng swings big and foul tips it into the mitt for strike one. Cardinals regain the lead in the top of the second, a long home run to straightaway center by Leonardo Bernal. 1-1. Cheng lays off this pitch low. 8-game hit streak, one of the longest by a Marauder this season. The longest of the year for Cheng personally. 2-1 coming. Cheng swings and pops it on the third base side, headed to the seats out of play. Cardinals on top, 2-1. Checking on the Tampa-Dunedin score. No score in their game up at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Bottom of the first inning early on. 2-2. Swung on and hit hard in the air down the left field line. Slicing foul. Next pitch will be number 50 for Trent Baker. As he works here in the second inning with two gone. 2-2 pitch. Cheng with a swing and a hard bouncer right to the second baseman. Bobble a little bit by Moquette. He recovers. Fires on to first. Still in time to get the hustling Cheng. 1-2-3 go the Marauders here in the second. Run to the third here at Leecom Park. Palm Beach leads it 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911 manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back inside Leecom Park. Spencer Smith with you for this afternoon's series finale between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. The visitors with a 2-1 lead. Thomas Francisco, the slugging first baseman, leads the way here in the third against Po Yu Chen. Right-hander tosses, and Francisco swings heftily and fouls one back. Francisco drew a 5-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. Was one of a couple of men left stranded in that first inning. The Cardinals trying to snap a four-game losing streak. The Marauders trying to continue their four-game win streak today. Chen sets and fires the 0-1. That fastball too high. Cardinals RBI ground out from Alex Iadesernia in the first. Leonardo Bernal a solo shot to straightaway center in the second. 1-1. Francisco lays off of one low. Thought about swinging. Kept those hands back, though. Cloudy skies all around us here in Bradenton as the 2-1 pitch arrives, and that is over the outside corner, but ruled maybe high. Pops out of the mid of Hernandez. Couldn't squeeze it. A 3-1 count on Thomas Francisco. 48 pitches, only 28 strikes for Chen. 3-1. That is high for ball four, and Francisco draws a leadoff walk. And he really has a sharp eye in addition to that power from the left side. Real dual threat here for the Cardinals in the heart of their order. That brings up R.J. Yeager. Yeager fresh off a three-hit performance last night out of the seven spot in the order. Righty on a righty, here's the pitch. Yeager swings and misses over the top of a Chen curveball. Florida native Yeager comes from the panhandle of Florida up in the Panama City area. Signed just last month with the Cardinals as an undrafted free agent after attending Mississippi State. 0-1. Breaking ball taken inside. Baseball runs in the blood for RJ. His dad, Ryan, played baseball at Gulf Coast State. RJ himself previously playing ball at Mercer University up in Macon, Georgia. 1-1 offering from Po-Yu Chen. Swung on line hard to left field. Long run for Deion Walker. He makes a sliding catch. Oh, baby, what a play. Deion Walker. Sliding catch to his right, moving quickly, and Walker takes away a base hit. Stupendous athlete, Deion Walker. We have seen some of that quickness and athleticism both in the field and on the base paths in this series. Walker just joined the club yesterday, and should say 2 days ago, actually. Already excited to see what he can bring to the club here in the final month of the season. Chris Rotondo is the next hitter for the Cardinals. He looks at a fastball strike. Marauders have a right-hander starting to toss in the bullpen. It looks like Drew Irvine. 0-1, breaking ball, swung on, tapped foul by Rotondo. We got into earlier the fact that Rotondo attended Villanova, 19th round pick by the Cardinals this year. Was a communications major at Nova. Fourth Wildcat ever drafted by the Cardinals. That includes a right-handed pitching prospect, Gordon Graceffo, former Palm Beach Cardinal. 0-2, breaking ball, bounced to short, could be two. Chang grabs it, goes to second for one. Nadal throw to first, in time to get Rotondo on the play. Bang, bang, play at first base, 6-4-3 ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Marauders trail 2-1 here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and Also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders trail by just a run here at Lecom Park as right-hander Trent Baker making some mid-game adjustments, goes back to work on the bump. He deals to Sergio Campagna, who swings through a first-pitch fastball, 0-1 the count. Campagna, a walk drawn his first time up, one of four walks issued in that first inning by Baker. Next pitch is over for strike two, fastball hitting 94 on the gun. So four walks in that first inning, including a bases-loaded walk to Davies Nadal. That has pushed home what has remained the Marauders' only run so far. 0-2. Campagna takes strike three of the knees, and he is challenging it. Marauders down to their final challenge, and this one is unsuccessful, so that is all for the day. Sergio Campagna down on three pitches. Taking a look at that last fastball of the at-bat. Yeah, that was right there. Bottom of the zone, over the plate. Campagna, strikeout victim. Here's Tres Gonzalez. He swings and blasts one back up the middle. That's into center for a base knock. Tres Gonzalez with his first hit of the afternoon and his second at single A. That puts the tying run aboard for the Marauders. Juan Jerez just got underneath one last time up and a fly out to center field. He bats here with Gonzalez on first. The pitch, Jerez takes a big hack and fouls it straight back. Two runs on four hits, and the throw from the catcher goes sailing into center field here. Trent Baker looking at Leonardo Bernal as if to say, what the heck was that? Cardinals getting that loose ball in now, chucking it over toward their own dugout. 2-1 Palm Beach. Jerez represents the go-ahead run at the dish. Pick off to first base. Back in with a dive is Gonzalez. Gonzalez, by the way, still in search of his first stolen base as a professional. The toss swung on, fouled right back in his direction. Screen knocks it down. Count goes to 0-2 on Jerez. We got another look just now at Drew Irvine. Iowa native right-hander who is throwing in the bullpen for the Marauders. It's been a laborious outing through three innings by Po Yu Chen. 0-2. Jerez lays off low. Marauders once had this score tied here. Bottom of the first, that Davies Nadal bases-loaded walk forced home what was at the time the tying run. Leonardo Bernal, solo shot in the second, changed that. 1-2. Jerez, a swing and a chopper hit toward third. In between hop, Yeager takes it, throws to first. That is his only shot at a play, and it gets Jerez with plenty of time to spare. Two outs. Up to second base on the play goes Gonzalez. Not an easy play to make there, as that was not even a short hop at third base by Yeager. He played that on the awkward in-between bounce, but still made it look relatively easy. Nicely done. Tying run on second, Brennan Dixon the batter. Baker offers up pitch number one, a fastball right down Broadway for a strike. Dixon cocking his head to his side, perhaps not happy at letting that pitch go by. Dixon, one of the more selective hitters in this Marauders lineup. Third baseman Yeager, a couple of steps away from the line now. The 0-1 rides inside on the backdoor slider, Baker missing the zone. Palm Beach 2, Marauders 1. Tres Gonzalez walking off second base into his lead. Baker ready the belt, a look back at second. Now the 1-1. Dixon takes low and away. True to his disciplined approach, Brendan Dixon worked one of those four first-inning walks by Baker, who has since gotten a lot better in the command department this afternoon. Here comes the 2-1, and Dixon takes just low for ball three. Would have been one that I could have maybe understood the Cardinals challenging. They decide not to, though. The Marauders have already burned through all three of their challenges today. On the stretch, Baker ready, 3-1. Dixon takes a skipper into the dirt for ball four, and that puts two aboard. Now the go-ahead run is standing on first base. That On-base percentage, continuing to climb for Brendan Dixon with his two free passes today. And now Davis Nadal, who drew that bases-loaded walk in that first plate appearance, will stand and watch as the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrara, heads out for a mound visit. So this is a situation the Marauders would really like to take advantage of. They trail by one with playoff chase. Really at full bore right now. They lead the Tampa Tarpons by two games for the West Division lead. Tampa, by the way, still locked in a scoreless battle with the Dunedin Blue Jays in the bottom of the second. An hour drive north up Route 19. Carrara, the former big league reliever, finishes his spiel on the mound with Trent Baker and company. Davis Nadal gets a big opportunity now. Tres Gonzalez on second. He is the tying run. Brendan Dixon on first. The go-ahead run for the Marauders. Nadal, left-handed batter, tall stance. Here's the pitch by Baker, and Nadal takes outside a ball. Mentioned statistically a pretty difficult month of August for Nadal, hitting 185 coming into this game. This would be a perfect time for him to start turning that around. The 1-0. He takes outside. That did not miss by much. That's ball two. Fastball. Nice location right around the outside corner from Baker. No call throw from Sam Carey. Two on, two outs. Right-hander fires. And the 2-0 pitch is wide again for ball three. Five walks issued, a season high for Baker today. 3-0, Nadal taking, and that's a strike under the outside corner. Those five walks actually matching a season high for Baker. Previously put five aboard on May the 22nd in Daytona. 3-1 offering. Nadal swings and fouls it back. That looked to be a good pitch to go for. Could not square it up, though, so the count is now full. First and second, two outs. Gonzalez and Dixon will both get a head start on the next pitch. Leonardo Bernal, catcher, pointing to his infielders, reminding them that the runners will be in motion. Trent Baker, pitch count at 67 as he works with two outs in the third inning. He's into the stretch. 3-2, runners go. Nadal swings and cracks his bat, popping one out of play on the third base side. And Nadal will go over and wander back to the home dugout and grab a new piece of lumber. Digging up the stats with runners in scoring position this season. Where Davis Nadal saw a surge offensively earlier in the summer. Bat falling a little bit quiet on him lately, though. Runners in scoring position this season. Davis Nadal batting 273. 3-2 again. Here's the pitch. Runners go. Nadal takes strike three at the knees, and that is the inning. The Marauders strand a pair. We're into the fourth inning here at Lincoln Park. Still Palm Beach 2, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Drew Irvine on a pitch in relief for the Marauders. It ends up being a short afternoon for Po Yu Chen, who goes just three innings, allowing two runs on four hits. Pitch to Jimmy Crooks, left-handed hitting designated hitter, the catcher by trade. Takes a fastball strike from Irvine. Irvine was the Pirates' 19th round draft pick last year out of Iowa. He goes from Waukee, Iowa, just west of Des Moines. 0-1 pitch, swung on and lined foul back into the screen by Crooks. So the final line today by Po Yu Chen, second consecutive difficult outing for the righty from Taiwan. He goes three innings, four hits, two runs. Walked two, didn't strike a batter out. That's a departure from the norm for the righty. Irvine with the 0-2, and Crooks rung up on a breaking ball at the knees for strike three. Drew Irvine, some nastiness on the 0-2. He gets the strikeout of Jimmy Crooks to begin the fourth. Right at the knees, nicely placed, and Jimmy Crooks couldn't pull the trigger. Jeremy Rivas, the right-handed hitting shortstop, bats next. First pitch, a breaking ball, over for a strike. Irvine, single-A debut last Thursday in Fort Myers. 0-1 quickly, swings in, gets a bouncing ball down the third baseline. Foul by Rivas, count 0-2. That last Thursday outing at Fort Myers by Irvine, his single-A debut, went one inning, gave up a pair of runs on two hits, also walked a couple, and struck out one. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and Rivas down on strikes. Two gone here in the fourth inning. So a fresh arm onto the mound for the Marauders has paid off so far here in the fourth inning. Back-to-back punch-outs of Jimmy Crooks and Jeremy Rivas. Irvine going with that short little slider. Here's Leonardo Bernal. Dodges a fastball in tight at the belt high for ball one. Bernal, the Panama native, went out to whacked one out to center field his last time for a go-ahead solo shot. Next pitch is swung on and belted deep to right field. Josiah Dixon back. Warning track, wall looking up. Goodbye baseball onto the warning track. Second home run of the day for Leonardo Bernal. Cardinals number 29 prospect goes deep for a second time here on this Sunday afternoon. And the Cardinals now lead it 3-1. First career home run allowed by Drew Irvine. And that pitch was middle in, and Bernal did not miss it. First offering here to Darlene Mokete. Breaking ball misses the zone. Working quickly, Irvine the 1-0. Breaking ball, that is inside for ball two. Bases are empty with two outs. Irvine deals the 2-0 pitch. That breaking ball is low for ball three. Irvine with long, dark brown, curly hair flowing out from underneath his solid black hat. Sets, deals, 3-0 pitch. That fastball is there for a strike. Irvine joined the Marauders almost 2 weeks ago from the FCL, August the 2nd, at Tuesday series opener in Fort Myers. 3-1, that's on the inside corner for a strike, and oh, Mokete had tossed the bat aside. He's going to challenge this call, and that one's upheld. So the Cardinals with their first unsuccessful challenge today. And looking at that pitch, I can certainly understand how Moquete thought that it missed. Three and two from Irvine to Moquete. Number nine hitter in the order. 3-2 pitch from the righty. Swung on, bounced foul. Moquete chopping it off his leg. So far, the Cardinals positioning themselves to snap a four-game losing skid. 3-2 from Irvine. Breaking ball swung on and lifted to shallow left center. Shortstop Chang going out onto the grass, and he makes the routine one-handed catch. Inning over, but Leonardo Bernal's second solo shot of the day makes it 3-1 Beachbirds. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Here comes the bottom third of the Marauders lineup. Dion Walker to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning with Palm Beach leading Bradenton 3-1. Welcoming you back to Lecom Park on this Sunday afternoon. Trent Baker winds and offers, and Walker swings and flies one to left field. Coming in on it and to his left, Alex Iadesurnia. He yells, "I've got it," and he makes the catch. One pitch and one out. A swift reversal of fortune today. For the right-hander, Trent Baker walked four batters in the first inning, one of which forced home a run. Then a clean second inning, scoreless third, working around a couple of base runners, a single and a walk. And the first man retired here in the fourth. Here's Luis Hernandez. First pitch, strike on a breaking ball. Three runs, five hits for the Cardinals. One run on just one hit for the Marauders. Here comes the 0-1 from Baker. That's in there for a strike two. No balls with two strikes. Marauders. Like quite a few hittable pitches go by here today. Baker peering in over the top of his glove. Gets the sign. 0-2 to Hernandez. Swung on and fouled off softly toward the third base dugout. Marauders bullpen has already entered the picture today. Po Yu Chen struggled over three innings. Didn't have his best command of his arsenal. Walked two. Didn't strike anybody out. In the process of allowing two runs on four hits. 0-2 again. Hernandez takes the low one outside. Even though the Marauders have already locked down a series win, winning their last four of the first five games of the series, they would like to come back and win this one. Finish off the series on a high note. Here's a soft liner to right center. It dunks in for a base hit for Luis Hernandez. Marauders backup catcher finds his way aboard for the first time today. And now Josiah Dixon, who wasn't able to put one into play his first time, will bat for the second time today. Hernandez, conservative leadoff first. The pitch to Dixon, low and outside on the Baker fastball. Tampa and Dunedin, an hour drive north of us, still scoreless, top of the third inning at TD Ballpark. Baker the 1-0. And taken low, 2-0 on Josiah Dixon. This is a guy you do not want to put onto the base paths. Just have a lineup chock full of speed for the Marauders. Sungche Chang, Sergio Campagna, Tres Gonzalez, Juan Jerez, Davies Nadal, Josiah Dixon, 2-0. Skips in the dirt for ball three. Baker staring down and glaring at his landing spot on the front slope of the mound after delivering that pitch. And this Marauders team has stolen a lot of bases lately. 29 steals in their last 15 games. They are second in the FSL in stolen bases. 3-0. Dixon swings, bounces to third, and off the bag, backhanded by Yeager, long throw to first, gets on by the first baseman, Francisco. Up to third base goes Hernandez, Dixon into second. Hernandez gets the stop sign from third, and the throw home from shallow right field, almost airmailed to the backstop, but no additional harm done there. However, the throwing error by Yeager puts the Cardinals into a jam, second and third with one away for the Marauders. A ball that just about skipped off the bag there at third base. A tough play for Yeager. Threw it on the short hop to Francisco, who was not able to make the pick. So we wait to see if that'll be a straight two-base error or an infield single and an error. Touch base with you on that once we get confirmation. Sungche Chang, the batter. He steps in and takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Once again, Trent Baker staring down at that landing spot on the front slope of the mound. Not happy with it. Big dark brown patch of dirt right where his foot keeps landing. Hernandez on third. Josiah Dixon on second base. Here's the 1-0. Chang takes a swing and pops it foul behind home plate out toward the street. We have confirmation that has been ruled an infield single for Josiah Dixon and a throwing error on Yeager. So there's your answer. 1-1 to Chang. He swings and drives it down the left field line. Out of play. Foul. Tying run on second base in this second and third one-out situation for Bradenton. They trail 3-1 in the home half of the fourth. Baker's 1-2 pitch. Chang takes high and outside. Nowhere close, and it's ball two. Eight-game hit streak for Sungche Chang. This would be a nice spot for him to continue that streak. With Josiah Dixon's speed, good chance it would score him for the tying run. 2-2 coming, and Chang swings and misses through a fastball, strike three. Two outs now for Sergio Campagna, who will look to come up with a clutch base hit. Trent Baker squeezing the rosin bag and throwing it up and down and up and down in his hand. Looking for some extra grip on this muggy and overcast afternoon here in Bradenton. Righty on righty, Campagna the batter. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. He took a mighty hack. 0-1 the count. Baker takes a glance in, has the signal from Bernal, and sets at the belt. 0-1. Campagna takes strike two. Fastball riding up to 95 that time. Trent Baker still has some gas in there. Lengthy first inning. He's recovered well. Now he's one strike away from stranding runners on second and third. From the stretch, ready. He offers up the 0-2. Campagna lays off low and outside. Baker has five strikeouts as we see Gustavo Rodriguez up and loosening in the Cardinals bullpen again. Luis Hernandez at third, Josiah Dixon on second. Here we go, the 1-2 pitch, and Campagna takes strike three on the inside corner, and the Marauders strand a pair in scoring position here in the fourth inning. Still 3-1 Palm Beach as we make our way to the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Drew Irvine continues to work in relief for the Marauders beneath these overcast skies in Bradenton. Welcome you back into Leacock Park on this Sunday afternoon. And Drew Irvine called for an automatic ball on a pitch clock violation. One ball and no strikes. Victor Scott, the leadoff man. Irvine looking confused and rattled for a second. Maybe momentarily forgot about the pitch clock regulations here. The 1-0 is taken outside for ball two. This is only Irvine's second appearance in the FSL. Jonathan Johnston looking on from the home dugout. The Marauders have had struggles on both sides of the ball today. Next pitch is outside for ball three. Command has been one of them. Po Yu Chen walked two, struck out none in three innings. Irvine today has allowed a solo shot. 3-0 pitch here to Victor Scott is on the inside corner for a strike. He'll try and battle all the way back. Marauders bats, meanwhile, stranding seven base runners in their first four innings and going 0-for-6 with men in scoring position. 3-1. Swung on, chopped softly, foul, dead ball. As I think that Scott got a piece of his own leg or his foot in the batter's box. Drew Irvine, 6'3", 180 pounds, 22 years of age. Sports the black number 34 with the gold outline on the back of the white jersey. From the stretch, deals the 3-2, and Scott dodges one, dancing out of the way. Almost hit him in the foot, and he draws ball four. Never a guy you want to have onto the base paths. Victor Scott was the man who did the initial damage today for the visitors. Led off the game with a triple, scored the game's first run on a ground out by Alex Iadesernia, who now bats for the third time here. First pitch to Iadesernia. It was a fastball strike. Since then, the Cardinals have gotten a couple of solo jobs from Leonardo Bernal. Solo shot to center in the second. Solo homer to right field in the fourth. 0-1. Low and inside. Luis Hernandez keeps it close. Throw to first behind the runner. Is not quite in time. Scott dives in safely. Good job by Hernandez, knowing where the base runner was and trying to salvage that play. And don't believe I've ever seen that before. Warren Eubanks, the base umpire, in the middle of a plate appearance, checking the pitching hand and the glove of Drew Irvine for foreign substances. The 1-1, swung on, grounded hard to first, past the diving Brendan Dixon into right field for a hit. Heading to third, Victor Scott, stopping at first base, Iadesernia. So Scott goes first to third, and the Cardinals are back in business. With men on the corners and nobody out. Brendan Dixon got a little bit of a late read on the ground ball, but that's a Score trivial ground ball, a tough one to read quickly, and so he just came up short on the diving attempt. Here is Thomas Francisco, who the Marauders have yet to retire today. He has walked twice. Holding the bat loosely away from his body as the pitch arrives. Breaking ball is too high for ball one. Sergio Umana starting to throw in the Bradenton pen. The 1-0, breaking ball again. This time over the outside corner, a strike. Saw Umana in a safe situation a couple of nights ago. And actually, check that, not a safe situation. He did pitch the ninth, though. 1-1, and Francisco looks at strike two on the outside half. Victor Scott on third for Palm Beach. Alex Iadesurny on first base. Nobody out. The 1-2 toss. Swinging a ground ball to short. This could be two. Chang takes down the short hop. Underhand flipped into Dahl for one. On to first, a 6-4-3 double play. However, the run comes home from third as Victor Scott scores easily. And that makes it 4-1 Palm Beach. But a nice job by the Marauders infield, quickly and efficiently turning that double play. So per rule, no RBI credited to Thomas Francisco despite bringing home that run with a double play grounder. Here's R.J. Yeager, crouching right-handed stance, takes a slider or curveball high from Irvine for ball one. Irvine puzzled, thought he had that one into the zone. The 1-0. Swung on, popped foul over our heads here at the booth. A ball and a strike with the bases empty for the Cardinals, who now lead by three. The 1-1. Breaking ball again from Irvine. Hefty dive to breaking balls. That one missing inside. R.J. Yeager, a pop out to the catcher Hernandez's first time, and a fly out to left field. In his previous trip, the 2-1, breaking ball, topped foul. Finale of a six-game series here this afternoon. Cardinals paying their first and only visit to Lecom Park this season. Marauders have already clinched the series win. 2-2, breaking ball, check, swung foul into the screen. An excuse me swing by Yeager, as that pitch would have most likely missed the strike zone. Well, good news for the Marauders in the standings. Dunedin has taken a 4-0 lead over Tampa. 2-2, swung on, bounced hard to third. Backhanded, tough up to Jerez. Throw to first, on the pick, Brendan Dixon at first. Saves a throwing error, the inning is over. Nicely done by the Marauders infield this inning, but another run crosses for Palm Beach. They're on top 4-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Gustavo Rodriguez onto the mound in relief for Palm Beach to begin the fifth inning, and he deals a fastball strike to Tres Gonzalez. Marauders center fielder, number three man in the order, one for two, a single to center field his last time, and the next pitch outside from Rodriguez. 95 on the radar gun with that last heater from Rodriguez, a fast worker. Here he comes with a 1-1. Gonzalez swings and lines one to right field for a base hit. Tres Gonzalez with a two-hit afternoon. Hard contact a couple of times today, and a couple of base hits to show for it. Let's see if the Marauders can parlay this leadoff single into a run or two here in the fifth inning. Tres Gonzalez proving to be a nice presence in the middle of the Marauders lineup. Juan Jerez next to the plate. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Jerez 0 for 2. High routine fly out to center field his first time, grounded out to third his last time up. 0-1. Jerez takes low. Gustavo Rodriguez taking over for fellow right-hander Trent Baker, finished after four innings. The 1-1. Jerez, big hack and a miss for strike two. Final line for Baker today, four innings, three hits, one run, walked five, struck out six. Kind of a strange day for Baker, yielding mixed results. Erratic in the first inning, threw 36 pitches in that first inning, walked four batters, but really ironed things out well after that. From the stretch, the 1-2 from Rodriguez. Jerez punches one on the ground to the second baseman, could be two. Moquete steps on second for one, throw to first in time. A 4-3 double play. And just in the blink of an eye, Tres Gonzalez's leadoff single is erased. Frustrating day offensively continues for Bradenton. Brings up Brendan Dixon. First pitch, she takes. Out of the zone, ball one. Sergio Umana is throwing once again in the Marauders' bullpen. We may see him for the sixth inning. Brendan Dixon lines one to left center field for a base hit. Brendan Dixon reaching base safely each of his first three plate appearances today, and he has now hit safely in six of his last seven games. Seeing the ball exceptionally well over this past week. The Marauders may have a shot here in the fifth inning after all as Davies Nadal steps in. First pitch swinging, grounds one up the middle. This is to the shortstop Rivas. He gathers it, steps on second, force play ends the inning, and the Marauders get nothing here in the fifth. 4-1 Palm Beach heading to the sixth inning at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's Sergio Umana to pitch the sixth inning for the Marauders, who trail the Palm Beach Cardinals 4-1 here in the Sunday series finale. First pitch to Chris Rotondo. It is a breaking ball from Umana. Curveball over for a strike. Cardinals, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Marauders, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. Righty from Nicaragua, quickly with the 0-1. Fastball in there for a strike two. Poyu Chen lasting just 3 innings on the hill for the Marauders today. Drew Irvine, 2 innings behind him. Now Umana, the second man out of the bullpen. 0-2, Rotondo swinging a bouncing ball, hit to third. Fair ball behind the bag, backhanded by Jerez. Throw to first, and Brendan Dixon cannot make the backhanded pick. Well, Dixon made an excellent pick last inning on an inning-ending ground out on a similar play, but Jerez short-arming that one a little bit, and Dixon couldn't quite make it. So that'll be a throwing error. Charged to Juan Jerez, his 11th error of the season. And just what the Marauders did not want to lead off man aboard. Here's Jimmy Crooks. The pitch. Takes low and outside. Sergio Umana continues his dominance on the hill this season. He's gone 8 straight games without issuing a walk. That's 20 1/3 innings consecutively without a free pass. The 1-0 swings and ropes one to first on the ground. Foul! Ball past the bag. Brendan Dixon, a big reach, and the first base coach for the Cardinals, Kadeem Oktev, is having some words from afar with the plate umpire Sam Carey saying, hey, that's a fair ball. Well, tough to see for sure down the line here. Sam Carey certainly had the best view. Brendan Dixon unable to reach that scorcher, hit along the ground on the first base side, but ruled foul. So instead of what would have likely been a double for Jimmy Crooks, just a hard hit, strike one. Umana sets, and here comes his 1-1 pitch. Crooks swings in, bounces this one softly, first base side foul. A little underhand flip to Luis Peralta, sitting at the top step of the Marauders dugout there on the far end. Marauders trying to keep the Cardinals off the scoreboard here in the sixth inning. Here's Umana on the 1-2 pitch. Crooks takes outside. Marauders pitchers have, for the most part, not been super efficient in getting hitters out today. Command off and on a struggle. Poyu Chen, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Drew Irvine, a little bit better in that regard. Walked one, struck out a pair. Now the 2-2 from the righty. Swung on, bounced to second. Davis Nadal grabs it, goes to short for one. Chang gets the out there, throw to first. In time! 4-6-3 double play. Bang, bang at first. But they get him. The Marauders roll the deuce, and that erases the leadoff error. And 2 outs for the Cardinals here in the visitors' half of the sixth inning. Kind of an awkward angle there for Davis Nadal, who sort of twisted his torso to his right and got an overhand throw to first from close proximity to Chang to start the double play. Here's Jeremy Rivas swinging and foul, tipping one off of the catcher Hernandez. Sam Carey is going to help stall for Hernandez, give him some time to recover. Wasn't immediately clear where that got him. Hernandez has his mask and his mitt down on the ground. Let's take a look at the replay here on that foul tip. Oh, gosh, that was either right at the top of the thigh or maybe in the crook of the elbow there. Casey Lee, Marauders trainer, coming out to look at Hernandez. The conversation is brief, and that's a good thing. Hernandez goes back, and Jeremy Rivas kindly picks up his mask and gives it to him. Just some of the inherent dangers of catching. I'll take those foul tips to places where it hurts sometimes. Here comes the 0-1 to Rivas from Umana. Swinging a foul back this way. That'll roll up the screen and roll all the way back down. And our home side bat boy today gets a little light applause from the crowd. Catching that ball on the roll back down. 0-2, Rivas swings and sends it to right center fairly deep. Gonzalez back, tracking it well. He makes the catch. A double play and a fly out, and it's a scoreless six by Sergio Umana. Bottom of the six coming. Marauders trail by three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders left fielder Deion Walker playing in just his second game at single A. He'll make his third at bat of the afternoon with Palm Beach leading the Marauders 4-1. Wind up in pitch by Gustavo Rodriguez, and he pumps a fastball high into the strike zone at 95 miles an hour. Deion Walker with a flyout each of his first two trips today. 0-1 pitches swung on and bounced over to the second baseman. Moquete charges it, gloves it, underhand flip to Francisco is in plenty of time to get Walker. Here to the bottom of the sixth, Marauders trailing by three. They have not scored since the first inning. Cardinals have remained pretty consistently on the scoreboard. One run each in the first, second, fourth, and fifth innings. Bradenton's only run. Coming on a bases loaded walk by Davis Nadal. Here's Luis Hernandez. First pitch breaking ball low. Gustavo Rodriguez on the mound, his second inning of relief work behind starter Trent Baker. Flashes that very unique and bright aquamarine-colored glove. Rocks and deals the 1-0. Hernandez a big hack and a miss. An aquamarine or a chartreuse, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, colored glove. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner, a strike to Hernandez. That would fit in pretty well with those new San Diego Padres City Connect uniforms. Bright and vibrant. Rodriguez the 1-2. Hernandez swings and lifts it down the right field line. This gets out of play. Rodriguez also rocking the high socks. As we get a look at Mitchell Miller, fellow high sock practitioner, throwing in the Marauders bullpen out in right field. Rodriguez the 1-2, swing and a miss. Hernandez chases in the dirt. He sprints to first base, but Bernal picks up the ball quickly, throws it over to first, in time completing the strikeout. And the Marauders have their first two men retired here in the sixth inning. The Marauders have had some hard hit balls today. They have very frequently been to the wrong places, though. Almost always hit right at defenders. Josiah Dixon now to the plate. Swings and lines one right to the first baseman Francisco. Shoestring catch. Didn't even have to move. Marauders go in order here in the sixth. On to the seventh. Beachbirds lead it by three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sergio Amaña, a good job working a scoreless sixth inning. He returns to pitch the seventh for Bradenton, who trailed the Palm Beach Cardinals by a score of 4-1. Spencer Smith back with you in Leacom Park on this cloudy Sunday afternoon. Leonardo Bernal, two solo homers today, bats for the third time. Here's the pitch. Switch hitter batting left-handed, takes low and inside. Bernal going deep to center field off of Marauders starter Po-Yu Chen in the second inning, and then took Drew Irvine deep to right field on the boardwalk in the fourth inning. The 1-0, Bernal takes outside. Palm Beach this afternoon, a run in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. The Marauders' lone run coming in the first inning. 2-0, Bernal backs away from one. This catches the bottom part of the zone for strike one. Cardinals do have two challenges remaining. Of course, going to save it probably for a higher leverage situation rather than using one right there. The 2-1. Breaking ball swung on, hammered past the first baseman. Dixon into right field for a base hit. Leonardo Bernal has his third hit of the afternoon. One hopper past the backhand side as Brennan Dixon dove after it. Came up shy, and yet again, Marauders pitching will have to deal with a leadoff runner on base. Here's Darlene Moquette, the pitch. Breaking ball is low, smothered by Hernandez. We saw Mitchell Miller throwing in the Marauders bullpen last half inning. He is standing out there now. His throwing pace has slowed down considerably. The 1-0 swung on, lifted to left field, down the line. On the run toward the line is Walker, and he comes up shy of it. Deion Walker hadn't yet run out of room, but all of a sudden slowed his pace. Maybe thought that that sidewall was coming out quicker than it did in reality. Got a little bit shy as he neared that padded sidewall. To be fair, Deion Walker is still getting used to these dimensions here at Leacom Park, playing in just his second game for the Marauders. A man on first with nobody out. 1-1 to Moquette. Breaking ball, low and outside. Sergio Amaña looking at the Marauders' defense around him. On first, Leonardo Bernal, not a big running threat. Next pitch is swung on and blasted. Deep left field, Walker looking up. This ball is way out of here. Darlene Moquette, his eighth home run of the season. And this journey back has gotten a lot tougher for the Marauders now. It's now 6-1 Palm Beach. Darlene Moquette blowing some kisses to his teammates in the dugout and some of the Cardinals fans in attendance here. Sergio Umana serves up the gopher ball there. The Marauders now trail by five. Jonathan Johnson has now seen enough from his right-hander. He is out of the home dugout, and he's going to go get Mitchell Miller from the Marauders bullpen. We'll step aside for the pitching change. 6-1 Palm Beach leads here in the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Mitchell Miller enters the game to pitch for the Marauders. We are in the top of the seventh inning at Lecom Park with Palm Beach in the lead. Now 6-1 after a two-run homer off the bat of Darlene Moquette. Miller, left-hander from the state of Georgia, is tasked with facing the top third of the order for the Cardinals, all three of whom are left-handed hitters. So Jonathan Johnston is going to play the lefty-on-lefty matchups here with Victor Scott coming to the dish now. Miller enjoying a tremendously successful first season in affiliated ball. Pitched last season with the independent Ogden Raptors, Ogden, Utah, of the Pioneer League. And Miller deals his first pitch of the outing here, a fastball strike on Victor Scott, 0-1 the count. Miller has allowed one run in his last 16 innings of work. The 0-1, that's low and outside. Those 16 innings coming over 12 appearances for the left-hander. He has held opponents scoreless in 10 of his last 12 outings. 6'6", southpaw, sets, deals the 1-1, and Scott takes low and away, rolls away from Hernandez. Getting into the splits here for Miller. Like many left-handed pitchers, holding left-handed hitters to a much lower batting average than right-handed hitters. 2-1. That is low and outside. He falls behind 3-1. Neither one, though, is having a particularly successful season off of Miller, though. Left-handed batters, 0.71 their batting average. Righty batters, just 2.34. 3-1. Scott takes high, ball four. Not the start that Miller wanted, as that 3-1 pitch was high, but ruled too high by Sam Carey, and so a walk. Puts a runner on first, and there's still nobody out here in the seventh. Victor Scott continues to be a walk machine. He has 11 walks in 13 games with Palm Beach now. Now it's Alex Iadesernia. Pitch, swing and a foul back. An awkward, tentative swing by Iadesernia. Count 0-1. Palm Beach, 6 runs, 8 hits. Bradenton, 1 run, 5 hits. The set. Left-hander comes home with it. 0-1 is a curveball in for a strike. 0-2. Sung Che Chang close to the bag up the middle, as close as the pie slice restriction will allow. 0-2 hits Iadesernia in the leg, and there are two aboard. This is turning into a microcosm of what kind of afternoon it's been for the Marauders. There's an errant breaking ball right to the back of the right thigh of Iadesernia. Miller not happy. Quick squeeze the rosin bag, throws it down to the ground in disgust. And he will face Thomas Francisco now. Pitching not particularly sharp for Bradenton. Hitters have missed out on numerous run-scoring opportunities. The Marauders find themselves down 5 runs here in the 7th inning. The pitch to Thomas Francisco is a fastball for a strike. Bradenton bats, stranding 8 base runners through their first 6 innings, going 0-for-6 with men in scoring position. Miller's 0-1. Francisco bailing out of the way while simultaneously thinking about swinging. He ends up taking the pitch high on a slider, ball one. Francisco has walked twice and bounced into a double play. 1-1. Breaking ball almost came too far inside again. It misses for ball two. ERA at 2.82 here with the Marauders for Mitchell Miller. Comes home with a 2-1 offering. Francisco takes low and outside, ball three. At 2.82 ERA, coming over 16 appearances. Opponents batting just 205. Whip looks great, 1.07. Long look at second base, the 3-1. Francisco takes a fastball for a strike. There you go, the count 3-2. Miller has also been good at inducing ground balls to the infield. That would be a huge benefit here. First and second, nobody out. 3-2 pitch coming, and Francisco takes low and outside for ball four, and the bases are now full with nobody out. This is the mound here by the catcher, Luis Hernandez. And while you would certainly like to see the Marauders take advantage with a win today, of course, we still do have a few innings to go in this game yet. You can certainly take some solace here in looking at that Tampa score right now. Dunedin still leading 4-0 over the Tampa Tarpons. That game is in the bottom of the 5th inning. Quick meeting over on the mound between pitcher and catcher. R.J. Yeager steps into the box. Bases full, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Right-handed batter takes a fastball. Strike. Single, two-run homer, pitching change, walk, hit by pitch, walk. That has been this top of the 7th so far. The 0-1. Taken low and in. Hernandez, a little glance up the third baseline, and the leading runner, Victor Scott, making sure he's not getting too far off of the bag. And we see both Darvin Garcia and Carlos Campos standing up in the Marauders' bullpen. The 1-1, Yeager takes a backdoor curveball for strike two on the outside corner. Heck of a pitch there. Working ahead, 1-2. Miller faces home plate, getting the signal, and now time called by Yeager. Darvin Garcia out of that Bradenton bullpen is the man more actively throwing here. Miller ready, deals the 1-2. Yeager takes just high for ball two. Goodness gracious. Joe Miller, not quite able to guide that one into the zone. Look at the replay. Yeah, that curveball just barely missed. A little outside, maybe a bit high. 2-2 now from the southpaw. The pitch. Yeager swings and bounces it to third. A foul ball past the bag. That would have opened this game big time for the Cardinals. That would have been at least 2 runs at that Ball State Fair. Deion Walker throwing it over the wall into the Cardinals' bullpen, clearing it off the field. Mitchell Miller staring in for the sign, trying to get the first out here in the 7th. The 2-2. Yeager swings and lifts it to right field. This may be deep enough. Josiah Dixon over to his left makes the catch. All 3 men are tagging. Throw goes into second base. Sungche Chang grabs the ball on a bounce. No play anywhere for Bradenton as a sack fly by R.J. Yeager plates a run for the Cardinals. And up to third base goes Alex Iadesernia. So first and third, one away as a sack fly comes off the bat of Yeager. That makes it a 7-1 lead for Palm Beach. And even the first out of the inning by Marauders pitching yields a run for the Cardinals. Next up is Chris Rotondo. Pumping the bat up and down over his shoulder. The pitch arrives, and a fastball is wide for ball one. 13 pitches, only 9 for strikes by Miller. Working quickly, lefty fires, and the 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. Chris Rotondo, a batting stance almost reminiscent of Mike Jarvis, whom we saw in plenty of games with the Marauders this season. 1-1, breaking ball, high again, 2-1. Miller not quite as consistent with that feel for the breaking pitch as we're accustomed to seeing from him. First and third, one gone. Miller's 2-1 pitch, up and away for ball three. Too soon on the release point of the fastball that time. He falls behind 3-1. Miller's specialty, the ground ball. Let's see if he can get himself out of further trouble with a ground ball here. The 3-1 pitch, Rotondo takes low for ball four, and the bases are reloaded for Palm Beach. Timeout called. Jonathan Johnson out to the mound. This ends up being a very short afternoon for Mitchell Miller. He's able to get just one out here in the seventh inning as Darvin Garcia will come in from the Bradenton bullpen. Bases loaded. One out for Palm Beach, who leads 7-1 here in the seventh inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family.
Darvin Garcia on a pitch for the Marauders. Bases full, one away here in the seventh. Jimmy Crooks, the batter for Palm Beach. He swings and bounces one to first. Brendan Dixon coming home with it. Out there on the forced play, return to first. In time to get him! 3-2-3 double play. One pitch by Darvin Garcia, and he bails Bradenton out of further danger. Double play ends the inning. Time to stretch. Palm Beach, though, leads 7-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Rain, cloudy Sunday afternoon rolls along. We are into the bottom of the seventh inning here at Lecom Park in Bradenton with Palm Beach leading the Marauders 7-1. Top of the order coming up for the Marauders with Sung Che Chang set to go. He is 0-2 with a walk. And all of a sudden, that eight-game hit streak is in jeopardy. Seven runs, eight hits for Palm Beach, one run, five hits for Bradenton. First pitch to Chang, far outside from right-hander Gustavo Rodriguez. Chang looking for a ninth straight game with a hit, and he swings in, fouls this one out of play, left field line. Chang is batting .467 during his eight-game hit streak with a 1.231 OPS. He asks for time and gets it granted right before Rodriguez was to enter his windup. Now the motion, righty's 1-1 toss, just misses, crowding Chang inside for ball two. Lots of life on that fastball from Rodriguez. We've seen it up to 97, 98 today. 2-1. Check swing and a breaking ball low and inside. Chang holds up. Marauders struggling with runners in scoring position. 0-6 in such scenarios. 3-1. Swing and a bouncing ball right side. Base hit to right field. The hit streak lives on. Sung Che Chang hitting safely in nine straight games. Looking big picture here, that is hopefully a sign of better things to come for Marauders bats here in the seventh inning. Sergio Campagna will follow up as Chang just guides that one through the right side past the diving Darlene Mokete, laying out to his glove side. Campagna 0-2, couple of strikeouts and a walk. First pitch, swinging. He misses a fastball down in the zone. Swings and misses coming by the bunches for Bradenton bats. Now time called by Campagna. Palm Beach starter Trent Baker struck out six. Rodriguez with the 0-1 delivery. Campagna swings late at a fastball and misses for strike two. Rodriguez has struck out one. He has Campagna down 0-2 here. From the stretch, tall, lanky right-hander deals. Campagna lays off high. Commanding six-run lead for the Cardinals. Gustavo Rodriguez, the first man out of the bullpen for Palm Beach. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Campagna down on another heater in 96. One away here in the seventh inning. And Gustavo Rodriguez has one heck of a right arm. Throws that fastball very confidently up in the strike zone. Getting plenty of swings and misses just like that one. Here comes Tres Gonzalez, who has made hard contact twice, resulting in a 2-for-3 ball game. The pitch. Left-handed batter lays off high and outside. Tres Gonzalez, fifth-round draft pick this year out of Georgia Tech by the Pirates. Standing still at home plate, the 1-0 pitch is swung on, lined up the middle. Shortstop Rivas catches it and looks to first base. No chance to double off Chang. So Gonzalez makes hard contact for a third time. Hits it into the wrong spot, though, as Rivas is able to make the grab. Now Juan Jerez in that wide open stance from the right side. He bats next. The pitch. Takes a fastball upstairs. Marauders' four-game win streak in jeopardy. They have won seven of their last eight. Trailing by six runs here in the seventh inning this afternoon, though. The 1-0. Jerez takes a knee-high strike one. The Cardinals trying to put themselves in a position to snap a four-game losing streak. The 1-1. Swing and a line drive softly to right field by Jerez. Coming on and lands in for a base hit in front of Chris Rotondo. Into third base goes Sung Jae Chang, running on contact with two outs. So Juan Jerez picks up a two-out single. The Marauders place men on the corners. Rotondo came on strongly at first and then decided to pull off the gas pedal a little bit and let it drop in front of him rather than risking a ball bouncing on past him there in right field. Corners with two outs. Here's Brendan Dixon, who singled to left center his last time. The pitch. Dixon swings and drills it to right center field toward the gap. Rotondo over, makes the catch in right center. Inning over, and the Marauders strand another pair of runners here in the seventh. On to the eighth. Palm Beach leads 7-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marty the Marauder wandering the seating bowl, and he has the cap on backwards there. He's hoping for a Marauders rally later on today. First pitch to Jeremy Rivas. Swung on and foul tipped off the mask of catcher Luis Hernandez, and he ends up on the seat of his pants. And he's going to need a minute to try and recover. Hernandez' head possibly ringing right now as he took that foul tip straight to the mask as Rivas fouled it back pretty hard. And now Casey Lee, Marauders trainer, out to help Hernandez to his feet. Another look at that foul tip. Oh, man, squarely right up against the nose, right on that mask. That does not feel good. Hernandez back into his crouch. He's good to go. Darvin Garcia back to work. Righty kicks and deals. 0-1 pitch, a nasty breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-2 on Jeremy Rivas. Fine stuff for Darvin Garcia. Fastball, mid to upper 90s. Dirty slider, 0-2 pitches. Swung on, fouled off, right side. Question, as has been the case with many other relievers for the Marauders from time to time this season, has been the command of the arsenal. It has come and gone multiple times throughout the season for Darvin Garcia. He's ahead 0-2 here. Pitch to Rivas, high and inside. Almost gets him in the dome. 24 appearances for Garcia. ERA at 5.66. Whip of 1.49. Opponents batting 243. 35 cumulative innings. 19 walks and 36 strikeouts. His 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Strikeout produces the first out of the eighth inning. Garcia will continue against the bottom part of the order. Number 8 man in the order, Leonardo Bernal, 3-for-3 today with a couple of solo homers. One to center, one to right field, both of them coming left-handed. Here's the pitch. Bernal swings and fouls it back. Palm Beach leads this game 7-1. Series finale. Marauders, winners of their last four, winning the series. The 0-1. Bernal lays off away. Huge series looming on the calendar next week for Bradenton. They'll hit the road up north to Tampa, take on the second-place Tarpons. The 1-1. Swing and a line drive hit hard to right field. Josiah Dixon coming on to his left. Have to play it on a bounce. Bernal around first stops right there with a one-out single and a 4-for-4 game for Leonardo Bernal. Wow. Josiah Dixon was playing very deep on that ball. Decided rather than trying to risk laying out and diving for that ball. Played it on a bounce, holding Bernal to a single. Darlene Moquette next up. He swings and rolls one to third. Jerez to his left. Gloves it. Throws to Nadal for one. And Nadal can't find the handle on it. He does maintain control to get the force play. But Nadal not happy with himself as he tried to hurry and get the transfer to make a double play. Not the case. The Marauders can't turn the deuce. So only the lead runner on the play. And the Marauders perhaps fortunate that they get that much. Multiple bobbles there within the glove there by Davies Nadal. Moquette safe on first on the fielder's choice. Two outs for Victor Scott. The delivery way outside. Marauders trailing by six. We're in the top of the eighth inning at Lecom Park. The 1-0 from Garcia. Slider into the zone for strike one. Checking in again on the Tampa and Dunedin score. Blue Jays not only have a 5-0 lead, they also have a no-hitter in progress. 1-1 pitch. Scott swings and lines it to left field. Walker barely has to move. Chest-high catch. She makes it for the second out of the inning. Beg your pardon, the third out of the inning. So we're through 7.5 here at Lecom Park. 7-1. Palm Beach still leads it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders have yet to score a run since the first inning. They trail Palm Beach 7-1 here at Lecom Park. Davies Nadal steps in, bunts one, and bunts it foul, third baseline. Marauders have seven hits on the day. It has been bringing men home that has been the real struggle for Bradenton hitters this afternoon. Palm Beach, seven runs, nine hits. Marauders, one run, seven hits. Working quickly, Gustavo Rodriguez, the 0-1. Nadal swings, and it's a bouncing ball right to the second baseman, Moquette. He charges, gloves, overhand, dart-style throw to the first baseman, Francisco, in plenty of time for the first out of the inning. Gustavo Rodriguez has really been carving up Marauders hitters today. And as we alluded to just before the past inning break, Dion Walker steps in, takes a fastball strike from Rodriguez, 0-1. Dunedin Blue Jays have a no-hit bid going through six innings against the Tampa Tarpons. And here's Rodriguez, the 0-1. There's a swing and a ball drilled foul. Right field line by Walker. Count quickly 0-2. Kendry Rojas and Cooper Benson. 2 innings and 4 innings respectively on the mound for Dunedin. Combining for the no-hit bid so far. We're going to keep an eye on that one. 0-2, Rodriguez to Walker. Swung on, fouled away to the screen. The motion and the 0-2. Walker checks his swing and a slider in the dirt. Could not hold up. Bernal gets the tag onto his backside as Walker sprints toward first. And Rodriguez makes quick work of the first two Marauders hitters here in the eighth inning. Bradenton has used 5 different pitchers. Palm Beach, meanwhile, has used only 2. Trent Baker, a 36-pitch first inning during which he walked 4, including forcing home a run with a walk. Here's Luis Hernandez, check swinging the first pitch foul. But ever since that first inning, Baker was able to make some mid-game adjustments and really turn his outing around before turning things over to Rodriguez, who was out there for his 4th inning out of the pen today. 0-1, Hernandez lays off high. So the Blue Jays up in Dunedin lead Tampa 5-0 going to the top of the 7th. 1-1 pitch, crowds Hernandez high and tight. Fastball reaching 97. That is not a comfortable feeling for an opposing batter. Rodriguez the 2-1. Big swing and a miss by Hernandez. He chased it high. Gustavo Rodriguez, probably one of the most confident pitchers we've seen in the league this season in terms of working upstairs with his fastball. And with good reason, consistently hitting 95, 96, 97, even a couple of 98s today, too. Next pitch, 96, fastball, got him looking. Strike 3, 8th inning over here in Bradenton. 7-1 Palm Beach. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at Leacom Park, it remains a 7-1 ballgame in favor of the Palm Beach Cardinals. And here is Wilkin Ramos on to get some work in here in the ninth inning for Bradenton. Non-pivotal situation with Bradenton trailing by 6. Wilkin Ramos just looking for a quick and efficient top of the ninth. And lead to the Marauders, hopefully rallying for something substantial in the home half. 2-3-4 in the order for the Cardinals here in the ninth inning with Alex Iadesernia leading off. Ramos over the head windup and the pitch, a swing and a miss by Iadesernia. Taking a look at the last 11 appearances, spanning 15 innings for Wilkin Ramos, the numbers are ridiculous. The 0-1 pitch swung on foul back in the count 0-2. During those last 11 outings for Ramos, 1.20 ERA, a whip 1 right on the nose, and opponents batting just 204. He has been phenomenal out of the back part of the Marauders bullpen. Ramos, the 0-2, Iadesernia swings and fouls it off third base side. Ian DeCernia will be followed by Thomas Francisco and R.J. Yeager for the 2-3-4 in the order. 0-2 again. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Outside corner. See you later. Wicked bender from Ramos, and it's one gone here in the top of the ninth. Just a beauty. Here's Thomas Francisco. A tough out for Marauders pitching today. He has walked three times. He's also bounced into a double play. The toss. Fastball down. Denny and Blue Jays leading Tampa 5-0. If the Marauders do indeed go on to lose this game, 1-0 to Francisco. Caught on and missed for strike one. If the Marauders do indeed go on to lose this afternoon, it would at least lean back on the fact that Tampa is just about to lose here. The 1-1 pitch just misses. 2-1. So Tampa down 5-0. That would keep the Marauders two games ahead of the Tarpons for first place in the West Division. 2-1. Fastball just high from Ramos. He falls behind 3-1. The bases are empty with one out for the Cardinals. 3-1 offering. Swung at and missed. Strike two on Francisco. Wild-looking swing. Ramos bringing that ERA down below four. It's at 3.99 now. 3-2 offering. Backdoor breaking ball is outside for ball four, and Thomas Francisco draws his fourth walk of the contest. Ball four, a real problem this afternoon for Marauders pitching. That is the seventh walk allowed between these six Marauders hurlers today. Now it's R.J. Yeager. The pitch, right-handed batter, looks at a fastball strike. As a whole, the Marauders pitching staff, 409 walks entering this game. That's third most in the FSL. 0-1, breaking ball, fouled back. Now the walks were generally much bigger of a problem earlier in the season. That issue has come and gone a couple of times since, but the early part of the season was when that was really a glaring major issue. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, just high. Yeager hangs in there 1-2. As of late for the Marauders, it has been more so the errors that have haunted this club. Ramos comes home with a 1-2 pitch. Yeager swings and misses. Strike three, got him on a fastball. Ramos blows it by the cleanup man for the Cards. That fastball right down the heart of the zone, but Yeager not able to catch up to it. Two outs, top nine. Palm Beach leading 7-1. Here's Chris Rotondo. First pitch slider too high. A glance ahead now to the Marauders, bottom of the ninth inning. 9-1-2 coming up. Josiah Dixon, Sungche Chang, Sergio Campagna. The 1-0 pitch, lined softly to second base. Davis Nadal puts it away. A basket-style catch to his left, inning over. Marauders trail by six, down to their final three outs here in Bradenton this afternoon. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
One final chance for the Marauders at Leecom Park this afternoon. They're going to face a tough right-hander in Andrew Marrero, who is on for his third appearance of the series. Palm Beach 7, Bradenton 1, bottom of the ninth inning. 9-1-2 in the order for Bradenton. Wind-up and pitch by Marrero to Josiah Dixon. Bunt shown, pulls back, and takes a pitch just outside for ball one. The Marauders have been held scoreless since the first inning. Wind-up by Marrero, and the 1-0 delivery. Dixon takes strike one, just above knee height. Dixon is 1-for-3 today, an infield single in the fourth inning. 1-1. Check swing of the breaking ball down. Did he go? Did not go around. Warren Eubanks on the call down the first baseline. Andrew Marrero, some filthy stuff on the mound. Here's his 2-1. Swing and a miss by Dixon. And the count is even at 2-2. Marrero, the 18th round draft pick last year by the Cardinals out of UConn. His 2-2. Breaking ball. Gets Dixon looking, strike three. At 86-mile-per-hour slider. Just nasty. Now Sung Che Chang. The pitch. Chang takes low and inside for ball one. Chang grounded a single through the right side of the infield last time up, so the hit streak lives on. Nine consecutive games, the 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it foul off his own foot. The ball takes some crazy side spin and bounces over behind Chang. And the home side bat boy will race out and pick it up. Marrero into the motion, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. Got a lot of fast workers on this Palm Beach pitching staff. Gustavo Rodriguez, one of them. He pitched four innings out of the bullpen behind Trent Baker. Marrero's 2-1. Chang takes high for ball three. Gustavo Rodriguez, four scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Walked none, struck out four, and scattered four hits. He was almost untouchable at times for Bradenton hitters. 3-1. Chang swings, pops it up. This is behind home plate, and Bernal looks at it as it goes out of play. Big thump right on top of the roof over the booth here. Count 3-2 on the Marauders' leadoff hitter. The windup. Marrero, the payoff pitch, and Chang swings, fighting it off foul. The Marauders' four-game win streak hanging in the balance, down to their final two outs here on this Sunday afternoon. 3-2 again. Chang swings and gets a piece of another. Still hanging tough. Cardinals are two outs away from ending a four-game losing streak. And salvaging the finale here. 3-2. Swinging a line drive. Hit high in the air to left field. Ida Cernia back, moving to his right. And he makes the catch for the second out of the ninth inning. Marauders' final hope to start a late rally is Sergio Campagna, who's had a tough day at the plate today. 0-for-3 with a walk. 3 strikeouts. Quick pitch by Marrero. Man, the fastball too high. New Haven, Connecticut native Marrero, 5'10", 196 pounds, 22-year-old righty with a 1-0 pitch. That misses low. Here comes Marrero with a 2-0. Campagna takes a slider for a strike. Strikeouts have always been there in the career of Marrero. Attended Wilbur Cross High School in his native Connecticut, set a school record with 242 career strikeouts. The 2-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike two. And the Marauders down to their final strike today. And time called right as Marrero was into his windup. Campagna settles into the box. 2-2 on its way, and Campagna checks his swing at a slider. He went around. Strike three. That's the ball game. That's the series. And that is the homestand. Final score 7-1 as Palm Beach salvages the finale here on this Sunday afternoon. The Marauders win the series 4-2, but a little bit of a sour taste here at the tail end of it as the Cardinals come away with a resounding 7-1 victory. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecon Park in Bradenton for the Marauders postgame show. The victorious Palm Beach Cardinals leaving the field, heading back toward that visiting clubhouse in the left field corner. Palm Beach comes away with a 7-1 victory here in the Sunday series finale. Here's how things went down today. Top of the first inning, the Cardinals got a leadoff triple by Victor Scott on the very first pitch of the game off of Po-Yu Chen. That ball nestled into the right field corner. He quickly scored on an Alex Iadesernia ground out to the first baseman Brendan Dixon. Bottom of the first inning, the Marauders rode a bout of wildness from starter Trent Baker, who walked four, including a Davis Nadal walk to force home a run. That was the tying run. The Marauders unfortunately would not bring home another. Score tied at one. Top of the second, Leonardo Bernal crunched a home run to center field. For a 2-1 lead, he would also go deep to right field in the fourth inning for his second home run of the game. In the top of the fifth inning, a double play hit in two off the bat of Thomas Francisco brought home Victor Scott from third base. That made it 4-1 Palm Beach. And then the top of the seventh, a three-run rally, a difficult inning for Marauders pitching. Saw a two-run homer off the bat of Darlene Moquete, and no doubt about it, shot to left field. And then later on, a sac fly to right field by R.J. Yeager. And that gave the Cardinals the 7-1 lead. The Marauders will be held spellbound over their final three innings at the plate. Relief pitching excellent today for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Gustavo Rodriguez, four scoreless innings out of the bullpen, and Andrew Marrero, a scoreless ninth inning, including a game-ending strikeout of Sergio Campagna on a biting slider in the dirt. Final totals in this game for the Cardinals, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7 men on base. And for the Marauders, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error, 10 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Gustavo Rodriguez with his four masterful innings out of the bullpen for the Cardinals. The loss goes to Po Yu Chen, who lasts just 3 innings, 2 runs allowed on 4 hits. He walked 2, didn't strike anybody out. Chen didn't quite have his A-plus stuff here this afternoon. Time of game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a crowd of 550. It was 87 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Cardinals' win, they snap a 4-game losing streak, and they improve their second-half record to 24-18. The Marauders, with their loss, see a 4-game win streak come to an end. They still have, however, won 7 of their last 9 games, and they come away with a 4-2 series win. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders' player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Marauders postgame show continues at Lecom Park. It's time now to name our Marauders player of the game. And today those honors go to Tres Gonzalez, Marauders center fielder today. A couple of hard hit balls through the infield. Gonzalez picks up a 2-hit ball game, his first at the single-A level, and just missed out on a third hit later in the game, which turned into a line out to the shortstop. So Tres Gonzalez, the player of the game for the Marauders with a couple of hits on a day where hits and hard hit balls were relatively hard to come by for Bradenton bats. We turn our attention now to the next series ahead of us. Tuesday, the Marauders hit the road up north to Tampa to take on the Tampa Tarpons in what will be a pivotal 6-game series against the second-place team in the West Division. The Marauders right now sit a game and a half ahead of the Tarpons for first place in the West Division. Right now, the Tarpons are still losing to the Dunedin Blue Jays by a score of 5-0. And also, top of the eighth inning, the no-hit bid still in progress by the Blue Jays over the Tarpons. A loss for the Tarpons, the Blue Jays today would keep the Marauders 2 games ahead of the Tarpons for that first place spot. So you might want to keep your eyes glued to that final score through the rest of the afternoon. One final remark here. One of the most helpful members of our production staff here, Mr. Adam Plager, Southern California native and a Lake Forest College up in Illinois product. He was a big help on our production staff and had the pleasure of having him join me on the air earlier this series on the Wednesday day game. It was a pleasure having him along. He's headed back after this game, back to college for the fall and for the winter, and we wish Adam the best of luck. It was a pleasure having him on the air, and it's just the time of year where you start losing a bunch of staff members back to class, back to school, and we wish Adam and everyone else throughout the minor league baseball world who's heading back to school right around this time of year all the best moving forward. Bright futures aplenty. Thank you again, Adam, for all your help. Really appreciate it. Once again, the final score today, the Palm Beach Cardinals 7, and the Marauders 1. The Marauders win the series, though. 4-2. For everyone here at the Marauders that makes this show all possible, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Lecom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.